Good afternoon. It is 1:33, and thanks for your patience. We are gaveling in. Today is Senate Judiciary Committee, February 15th, and Monday, and it is 1:33. We have Vice Chair Senator Schauer. We've got Senator Meyer, who I believe is calling in online. We have Senator Keel with us today, and we have Senator Hughes, and of course myself, Chair Reinbold. So please remember to silence your phones so we don't get interruptions in the committee. Nancy and Alex, thank you so much, and thanks, Aaron, for stepping up to the plate, and all the helpers that, like Jake, thank you so much for stepping up to the plate to help us. With that, we have a pretty light agenda today. We are going to start off the hearing with confirmations today. This is a constituent of Senator Stedman, and we're going to see. It says he's unavailable right now, so if you guys, we're going to just take a very, very brief at ease just to get him on the line, so hold on. Okay, we're back on record. With that, we have confirmation appointee today. It's the governor's appointee to the State Commission for Human Rights. So, Mr. Craig, are you online?
Yes.
Outstanding. Okay, so with that, if you could just state your name, your affiliation, and why you would like to be or continue to be on the State Commission for Human Rights.
My name is Wayne Craig. I'm a nominee for the Alaska Human Rights Commission, and it's a good fit for the work that I've been doing for about the past 28 years and the blind and handicapped community type work. I do a lot of volunteer lobbying work at state and federal levels and do advocacy work for blind. I think that's about it.
Okay. Yes, I definitely see your experience as a board member of the National Federation of the Blind Alaska Affiliate, the board member for Alaska Independent Blind American Council of the Blind on here. And it looks like it says second vice president, legislative director for the National Federation of the Blind Affiliate. Did I state that right, Mr. Craig?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. I'm going to see if there's any questions, if you don't mind, from the committee. We're going to start with Senator Keel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Mr. Craig, thanks for coming back before us. I know we heard from you last year. The only thing that's changed since last year is a question I have asked other appointees to this particular commission. over the course of the summer, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a case called Bostock versus Clayton County that discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity is inherently discrimination on the basis of sex. Will you have any issues if you're on this commission interpreting Alaska law the same way the U.S. Supreme Court does?
No, I won't have any issues.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Anybody else have any questions?
I do, Madam
Chair. Senator Schauer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Craig, thank you. And just to be clear, I ask this of everybody, only because every once in a while we have an appointee that slips through with something in their background. And we did a cursory check on yours, didn't have time to go much deeper, but seems like pretty clean, and I'm sure your record really is. But just for the record, could you confirm for the committee that there are no criminal type things that we would find come back to haunt us if we were to approve your nomination? Anything in your background from criminal, civil, or other type things that would, like I said, sneak past a cursory review and we would come to find out later? I imagine looking at yours that is not, but just for the record, I would like to know and hear the confirmation from you that your background is clean, and as the saying goes, there are no skeletons in the closet. Thank you.
No.
Okay. Okay, good to know. Okay, so what we need to do right now is I need to gavel out and, well, first of all, I need to open public testimony. I'm going to just see real quick. I'm going to open public testimony. We're going to open public testimony on State Commission for Human Rights. William Craig from Sitka. Is anybody in the room like to testify? Okay, I see nobody else in line for the confirmation here. So I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. And with that, what we're going to do, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. Eyes are so, so important. And when you lose them, to have an advocate like you, I think people not only in Alaska but across the nation are so fortunate to have somebody like you that is so dedicated and has such a heart of gold for this issue. I personally want to thank you so much for your advocacy. And I actually have a hope to get down to a museum down in California for the blind. And I really, it's definitely on my top list of things to do. And I just to be able to advocate for people if they eventually lose their eyesight. But you've been such a staunch supporter. And it really is a privilege and an honor to have you before our committee. What I need to do right now, thank you so much, Mr. Craig. And what I need to do right now is forward your name. And as I stated before, this doesn't mean that they're going to vote for or against in the future. But we're going to go ahead and gavel out right now to sign a report. And so, Ms. Vice Chairman, after we sign this record, we'll be making a motion. So if you could just hold on just a minute, we're going to go ahead and sign some paperwork real quick.
Okay.
Back in, and Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In accordance with AS 39.05.080, the Judiciary Committee held a hearing on the following appointee. A signature on this report does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions.
And for that, thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Craig. Your name will be forwarded on to the main floor. Thank you. Okay, so with that, what we're going to do now is take up public testimony on Senate Bill 14. We've left this open for a long time. This is a big bill, and we wanted to keep it open. We have gotten tons of public testimony. We've passed it out. I think this is either the second or the third package that we've passed out. Almost all of them are for the bill, but you guys have this before you. And it looks like we've got some people online as well today. So because public testimony is already open, I'm going to take it in order of the people who have called in. And we're going to go ahead and start. You guys have 3 minutes. If you've spoken in the past, you don't get to speak again. But we're going to go ahead and give you guys 3 minutes. Just a sec. We're going to... Oh, you can time it. Okay. Mr. Vice Chairman is going to time us for us. So with that, we're going to start with Nancy Kaufman. If you could introduce your name, any affiliation, and then your comments on record, please.
Hi, Nancy Kaufman. I'm unaffiliated with anyone. My husband is representative there in Juneau, although I am calling as an individual today.
Welcome.
Okay, thank you. I'm calling in support of SB 14, which will create a judiciary that is answerable to the people of Alaska. Our current selection process for judges to Court of Appeals and District Courts provides unchecked power to the Alaska Judiciary Council, who are unelected, simply selected by the Alaska Bar Association. The Alaska Bar Association should not have these powers, since they are not appointed by the governor, nor are they confirmed by the legislature. At this time, the Alaska Bar Association has unlimited power to control the Judiciary Council, which in turn has unlimited power to control one-third of our government. This process, to me, seems like a breeding ground for unchecked accountability. The governor should have the ability to choose any qualified attorney, then confirmed by majority vote of the legislature. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy, and welcome to the committee. With that, we're going to go to the next person in order. The next person is Mario Bird. Please state your name, any affiliation that you have, and you have up to 3 minutes. With that, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Senator. My name is Mario Bird. I'm an attorney practicing in Anchorage, the law office of Mario Bird, and I did listen to the testimony that was given by Nancy Mead. I wanted to, first of all, say that I do support SB 14. I think Ken Jacobus's criticisms were valid, and that's something that the committee should bear in mind. But I really want to address the sort of prickly interaction between Ms. Mead and the committee regarding the abortion cases. The reason that I think that's the heart of what this bill is getting at, even though there's nothing mentioned in there, is because not one, not two, but three chief justices of the Alaska Supreme Court have seen in the Planned Parenthood cases for the last 20 years that those cases have gone against the will of the people of Alaska and against the legislature. And I'm just going to quote first from the 2007 decision. This was Chief Justice Carpinetti, joined by former Chief Justice Matthews, saying, "The court's rejection of the legislature's thoughtful balance is inconsistent with our own case law and unnecessarily dismissive of the legislature's role in expressing the will of the people. Therefore, I respectfully dissent." That was quoted again by Chief Justice Stowers in the 2016 Planned Parenthood case. He quoted it in his dissent in a footnote, but then he also said, "The Alaska legislature and the voters of this state have exerted substantial efforts to pass some sort of parental involvement law. I have little difficulty concluding that they would prefer this court save the notification law. I believe we could do so." And then again, most recently in 2019, again, no longer Chief Justice Stowers, I think, at that point, or he may have been, my timeline's off, but he said in dissent, "I believe the court today fails to give respect to the legislature's proper role, but instead substitutes its judgment for that of the legislature." So in that discussion that happened in the last hearing, I think it's incorrect to suggest that the opinion that the court has been affecting the will of the people, that's just not true, and those are from the words of three chief justices of the Alaska Supreme Court saying that in the abortion cases that the court has ignored the will of the people. The last thing I want to say is that this was anticipated by some, but not the majority, of our framers of our Constitution. I'm going to quote from January 23, 1956. Stephen McNeely, who was an attorney and later the Democratic majority leader of the Alaska legislature, said in a losing cause, no way you read it, no matter how you state it, this article, that is the Judicial Council, does not give the people any rights in regard to appointing these judges. He then later said in that same the same speech he gave to the framers, "I say this to you laymen in all fairness, that in my opinion, four lawyers should be able to control this Judicial Council." And he concluded by saying, "I want it remembered, if this Constitution goes into effect, politics in future years to come, I want it remembered, at least, that I made the statement here, when you see politics mixed up in your judges and the possibility of a Pendergast machine being set up here in the territory, this Missouri plan we have certainly makes it very possible Again, this was Steve McNeely, an attorney and later
the
Democratic.
Can you wrap up your comments, please, Mr. Byrd?
Yes. So I support SB 14, and I think it's a valid point that the judiciary needs to be more responsive to the legislature and the voters of the state. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Senator Schauer would like to make a quick comment.
Thank you, sir, for the testimony. I just wanted to make it clear for the public record that we have heard many of the critiques of SB 14. And, for example, Ken Jacobus, you mentioned we are looking at amendments that I think many folks will hopefully find have been responsive to some of the critiques and ways we can make it more efficient. So we will be addressing those here in the next few days. So you might want to take a look at it again. But I believe we can find an accommodation, and that is our attempt to make this work in a better manner. So just an FYI, I want to put on the record, Madam Chair, that some of those things we are going to change to try to make it better. Thank you.
And I normally do not comment in between speakers unless I have a question, but I will tell you that I definitely was before the Supreme Court. It's the only time I ever went there, and I did testify on the parental rights issue, and I was absolutely blown away. Then I spent years of my life going out and getting the initiative as well. One of my very first bills was with Senator Hughes, just wheeling down, the public use of funds on abortion, and it took us 2 years to get that bill through, and the Supreme Court struck that down. So there's been like three times, you know, on this issue, and I do believe it goes not only against the legislature but strongly against the will of Alaskans. And so I think, Mr. Byrd, you actually brought that up some quotes that I had not heard, and I do appreciate your testimony. With that, we're going to move on to Lawrence White. Lawrence, if you could state your name, any affiliation, and you've got up to 3 minutes, and we appreciate you being with us. It looks like you are from Eagle River.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. My name is Lawrence White, calling unaffiliated from Eagle River. I am calling about SB 14 and just some of the different reasons that I have some concerns. I wanted to start out just saying how happy I am that the emergency declaration was allowed to expire yesterday. It should not have been there in the first place, and I just have a lot of concerns about where that leaves us right now. You know, I mean, they can't even give us basic information about the criteria that was used, so how are we supposed to know what else they're hiding? And I know it's occurred to many of you that while we've all been sitting around chatting enjoyably, there are those among us who have clearly had the time, training, and inclination to develop strategic thought. Chew toy sales are up 67% since last April. Meanwhile, every shelter in the country sits empty. You do the math. The dogs in this country have taken control of our minds, and I say it's high time we take it back. Have you ever heard of toxoplasmosis? Well, it's sure no walk in the park compared to some Chinese virus. And for all we know, the cats are in on it, too, with their mischievous eyes and their razor-sharp claws.
Can you hold on just 1 second?
Madam Chair, if we may have heard from the testifier before, but if we could keep the testimony to the subject of the bill.
I absolutely agree. Mr. White, can you please, you've got about a minute left, if you could just please speak to Senate Bill 14. That is what the testimony is on exclusively today, nothing else.
Right. Yeah, I was hoping to get to that. And, I'm not just talking about a little euthanasia here or there. I'm talking about a full-blown nationwide pet cleansing, and not the kind where you take them down to the groomers. We got to wake up and get real here. We got to face the facts, and the fact is our so.
I don't think he's from. I've never heard of him before. So anyway, okay. We're going to go on to the next one, Frank Pugh.
Yes, I'm Frank Pugh. I currently live in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm unaffiliated, though I do know Representative Kaufman and Senator Holland. I just learned of this bill, and I'm calling in support of Senate Bill 14. I believe that broadening the governor's ability to appoint judges will lead to a more diverse court, possibly better representing the community. In places like Louisiana, and I'm sure other states, local judges are actually elected and must run for office, thus giving the people a better opportunity to understand who's being placed on the court. And unfortunately, I have a very personal example of potential bias or conflict of interest through the Alaska Judicial Council. I'm currently defending myself in a prescriptive easement claim in Superior Court. And actually, the current executive director of the Alaska Judicial Council Suzanne DiPietro has submitted a witness statement, a witness affidavit against me, and may actually be stretching the truth in her affidavit. She doesn't live anywhere near our property, and her only likely interest is the fact that her sister-in-law is a very fervent trail activist. And so I'm just kind of putting out there, you know, subtle things like this can influence people's choices sometimes. Thank you for hearing my testimony.
Thank you, Frank. We will go on to David Frazier. Please state your name, any affiliation, and you've got up to 3 minutes. Thank you for being with us today in Senate Judiciary. David Frazier, are you on? Can you unmute your phone, possibly?
Can you hear?
Yeah, now we can. Thank you.
Name is David Frazier. I've been in Alaska since 1969. I run a small business. It's an insurance business. And I've enjoyed Alaska. And I note on SB 14 that it should be provide much more fairness to residents of Alaska. It gives us an opportunity to participate in the judicial system at an earlier date than we normally do. I would appreciate very much to see SB 49 pass.
14.
I think that the general public would have much more confidence in their experience with the judicial system once they meet and are faced with a judicial decision. I'm very hopeful that SB 14 passes in this form or in an amendment form, and I'm very favorably imposed to seeing it pass in the near future. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us today, David. Next is Janet Johnson. Again, name, any affiliation, Janet? I think we actually, many of us know you. And you've got 3 minutes. Thanks for being with Senate Judiciary today. Please proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Yes, my name is Janet Johnson, and I am unaffiliated, and I do live in Palmer. And I am calling in support of SB 14 because it gives elected officials chosen by the people a greater voice in choosing judges rather than the unelected and unaccountable Alaska Judicial Council. At present, the Judicial Council puts names before the governor. I believe there would be more balance to the process if the people were involved in the process, so that judiciary is not a private club. It should be we the people, of the people, by the people, and for the people. That would make it much more responsive to the legislature and the people of Alaska. And that is all I have.
Thank you very much, Janet. We appreciate you being with us today and stating your opinion. Next, we will go to Lacey Libby. I believe you're from Wasilla. If you could state your name, affiliation, and you've got up to 3 minutes. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me. Yes, my name is Lacey Libby, and I'm representing myself today in support of Senator Schauer's bill, SB 14. I'm a lifelong resident of Wasilla. It is time to change the process of selecting judges so that it includes more transparency and accountability by including the governor and state legislature. And I'll be honest, I'm not typically in favor of increased government involvement or oversight, but I am even less of a fan of a potentially partisan group, such as the Judicial Council, having all the power to vet appellate court judges and magistrates based on their own screening criteria and putting forward handpicked lists to fill vacancies on the bench. The council currently enjoys the ability to exclude all potential judges not to their liking. It is my belief that the Judicial Council has too much power. I read the Judicial Council's recommendations in the voter pamphlet before the November elections. The fact that they recommended retention of all judges should give you pause. I know of several judges that had valid complaints filed against them, yet the council chose to ignore the complaints, the concerns of the people, and go ahead and make the 100% retention recommendation. Ask yourself how citizens can ever have a voice in getting rid of undesirable judges and magistrates if their complaints can be marked as invalid by an unelected group of four lawyers and three non-bar members. The power needs to transfer back to the people, and by passing it through the legislature, our voices can be heard through our elected leaders. That is what a representative government should do. And one thing to note, I am not up to date on prior testimony, but I did look into the current Commission on Judicial Conduct, which has been recommended in the bill as the new group to take over the judicial retention rating. And that group has judge members, attorney members, and public members, nine in total. But of those nine on the commission, seven of the members are in Anchorage, one from Ketchikan and one from Kotzebue. As a lifelong resident of the Mat-Su, I am wary of any statewide representative group that has a concentration of members from one city, particularly Anchorage. On the ACJC website, it states that this group of nine individuals from differing backgrounds and they're from differing backgrounds and geographical areas. So I support Senate Bill 14, but I would also encourage the members of the Judiciary Committee to review how to go about an actually more geographically representative commission as this bill hopefully moves forward. Thank you for your time, and thank you, Senator Schauer, for the creation of this bill addressing much-needed changes in the selection and review of judges in Alaska.
Thank you, Lacey. We appreciate your testimony. With that, we will be going to Bill Quinn, as I'm sure you've heard, name, affiliation, and 3 minutes. Welcome to Senate Judiciary.
Well, thank you so much. My name is Bill Quinn, and I am an unaffiliated testifier, but a regular voter. And I, first place, I want to thank the committee for having this public meeting so we can speak out and comment on the bill, and I appreciate the bill being introduced. And I also want to thank all the previous speakers for being so much better prepared than I am to testify. All I wanted to say today was that I appreciate the bill, and I'm very much in support of it, and I hope that it can move through both houses and be passed this session. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. That was a clear, concise message. Next, we will move to Sandy Powers. Please proceed.
Hi, my name is Sandy Powers. I'm an Anchorage registered voter, but spend most of my time in Willow. I'm a constituent calling in support for Senate Bill 14. I think it's very important to have oversight and input by elected officials to appoint appellate court judges and magistrates rather than an unelected judicial council. And I, again, also appreciate this bill by Senator Mike Schauer and the others that are supporting it. That's all I have today. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sandy. We're going to go next to Mike Coons. Mike, you know the routine.
My name is Mike Coons. I'm the president of the Mat-Su chapter of AMAC Action. I was watching the other day. I was appalled, actually, that the courts were there there to oppose this. One of the things that had been brought up in our AMAC Action meetings of late is the two areas that we have no confidence in. One is their elections, and two is the judicial system. When we see what has been going on, especially this past year with our judicial system statewide and nationwide, specifically as what Senator Hughes brought up about the judge saying that, oh, well, we're going to make it so that we're not going to follow the statute because of a virus. And in violation of the state statute and the sense of the Senate, when they actually voted on an amendment that said, no, we're going to maintain it as is. This is just, we have a judiciary system that wants to be part of the legislature. I believe it was Justice Scalia that said, if you want to be a politician, then take off your robe and run for office. So I fully support the Mat-Su chapter of AMAC Action, 350 strong. We fully support SB 14. And thank you, Senator Schauer, for bringing this forward.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Simon Gilliland, you are next. Welcome to Judiciary Committee. We appreciate you calling in.
Hello, my name is Simon Gilliland. I'm calling in support of SB 14. I am a resident of Palmer in Showers District. I want to thank him for proposing this bill and supporting the rights of his constituents, and particularly happy to see a bill that takes takes power from the unelected body and puts it back into the hands of a legislative selection, and on behalf of the, with the governor also having say as opposed to an unelected body. I'm only representing myself and my minor children today. Thank you.
Thank you, Simon Gilliland. We appreciate you being with us today. That is all we have online right now. So what we want to do is go ahead, and I'm going to close public testimony in unless there's anyone in the room that wants to testify. I think you guys have already testified. But I will continue to take emails at sjud@akledge.gov until 5 p.m. tomorrow night. That is also the same time that amendments are due. So I'm going to cut off public testimony because at some point I've got to cut off public testimony. But for right now, I'm going to close it officially. But anybody who gets an email to me by 5 p.m. tomorrow night, we will incorporate it into the package. So with that, I'm going to close public testimony in person. Right now, we're going to go ahead and set Senate Bill 14 aside. And with that, our next judiciary meeting will be Wednesday, February 17th at 1:30. We're planning on hearing the history of pandemics and potentially do amendments on this bill as well on Wednesday. So with that, we are adjourning at 2:05. Thanks for being with us today.